Welcome to Teachers Off Duty. For those of you that may not be so familiar with us, my name is Rebecca Rogers. I am R. Rogers World on social media.
I'm Mr. Williams. Tell Williams I'm Mr. Williams pre-K on social media.
I'm Honest Teacher Vibes. Hey, best friend.
And I am Mrs. Woolley in fifth, Lauren Woolley on all social medias. And today, this episode is supported by Student Treasures. So Student Treasures is this amazing company that wants to make all students published authors. Ooh. And they have published 15 million student books so far.
That's amazing.
It's really cool because they literally send teachers a free publishing kit. And you heard that. It is free.
We love free.
We love free. And teachers will get this free publishing kit. You make a book with your students, send it back to them, and they will send you a bound high quality book for your class for free.
And I know that's something that you did when you were in school.
Yes, I did. I actually did that in first grade, and it's something I will never forget. And parents can actually purchase their class's book for $19.95.
Nice.
So it's just an awesome, awesome memory that you can create with your students. So make sure that you guys hit them up and get your own free publishing kit from Student Treasures.
Yeah. So what are we talking about today, Bex? Well, so I know that's something, a question that we always get from all of our followers is kind of, what were you like as a kid? What were you like as students? Because everyone knows what we are like as so teachers. Bad. That's kind of how we have made our platforms.
That was terrible.
What were you like as students, as children? Do you want to go first, Al?
Oh, gosh. So I was the one that was like the worry wart. So you know that kid that's like always crying? It was me. It was terrible. I don't know what it would have been like if I was my own teacher. I've been like, least favorite child in the classroom.
Why? What did you do? Like, do you have any funny stories?
So, like, I mean, it started, like, my sister would bring me to school. Like, she would walk me to class, and then she would leave, and I would cry when she left, because I'm like, she's going to get lost in the school.
Wait, how old were you?
I was in first grade.
Sweet little town.
I think, like, so in kindergarten, we had something called the Q-Bear. And the Q Bear was, you could never do it now. It's a stuffed animal and it had a giant Q on it and it looked like a superhero. And Miss Holsopple would swing around like a crazy person in a circle and she'd hold it out and we'd stand around her. And then she would like manically be like, and it's your turn to take the Q Bear home for the weekend. So you got to take it home for the weekend, take pictures of like all the stuff you
did.
That's
cute.
And I really wanted the Q Bear. And I didn't know what alphabetical order was, but I knew I was at the bottom of the list. So I counted each week and it was my week. I knew that like the person ahead of me had already gone. So I knew it was my turn. And I was like, I cannot wait for this. I told my dad about it. He takes me into kindergarten and Miss Holsopple spins around manically. And then it goes back to Abney at the top and she skipped me. And
no.
I think this started my anxiety for the rest from like
kindergarten. Did Miss Holsopple?
I just cried though because I didn't know what to say because I thought maybe I was wrong about it because I didn't know that like maybe I was wrong about the order.
Oh,
and I cried and then I got into our little station wagon. My dad picked us up and I was crying hysterically because I was like, I didn't get to Cuba. Like I was so upset. And then
Miss Holsopple, it's your fault. He has anxiety.
Yeah. And it just branched from there. First grade, I was, they called me Tell the Tattletale. Because I tattled on everyone and I was like, I need to be a changed person. I need to not do this anymore. So my friend Sarah, she was like my only friend I had because I was really annoying and I had a terrible speech impediment too. And I was super loud. So it was just like, and so she's writing and then she's thinking and then she like is putting like her pencil in her mouth as she's thinking. And I was like, there's wet in pencils. You can die. And she was like, there's not, it's fine. She's like, and she's like thinking more. I was like, no, there's wet in there. You're going to die. And I went to Miss Overman and I said, Sarah's eating her pencil. And then the class erupted. Tell's tattling again. And then Sarah started crying. And she was my friend after that.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, but I need to know if your teacher fixed it and gave you the Q-Bear.
I need to know.
I got the Q-Bear like a couple weeks later because I was like super upset about it. I didn't know how to even like word it to my dad. And then Natasha, my older sister, had the Q-Bear the year before. And I was talking about, I was like, I didn't get my tone with the Q-Bear. And my dad's like, oh. So he talked to Miss Holsopple. She's like, I must have forgot. You know what you did. You know what you did, Mrs. Holsopple.
He's coming for you.
Yeah. He probably doesn't even remember.
Every day.
You think she still teaches?
I don't think she's alive. She was old.
Oh.
She was old. That was 25 years ago.
So she died.
So she died with the Q-Bear. She took it home for that weekend.
Y'all.
Oh my God.
I'm joking,
oh my God,
guys.
I was like, dang. See, okay.
Now I see what kind of student you really were.
I was. I acted like I was the innocent one, but really I was like, what's his name? The Omen.
You made the Omen. Oh my God. You made me think of kind of a scenario. So when I was in high school, there was a family of substitutes that always like went to the school.
Like the Brady Bunch, but subs?
No, like actually there was a mom, gosh, a dad, and a son, and I like would feel really bad, like, because I know at least the son is alive, and so I would feel really bad like saying
making that
name.
Joke. Yeah, you're good.
But like they were always really nice, but a lot of kids would make fun of them because they were definitely immigrants. They didn't all speak English very well.
Kids are mean.
The mom had like a really bad hunchback also. Like the kids were so mean and it was just cruel. And so, you know, fast forward to when I was actually teaching, we had a new teacher who was also grew up in the school system, and he's like, oh, do you remember like that family that would always sub? And then he like tried to imitate how the mom walked.
No.
And I looked at him and
said, why are people so mean?
I said, I think she passed away. And he's like, oh, probably. And like I was like, okay,
what
you're
a
done.
Hateful human being.
You're done.
You're done.
You're done.
You're done.
That was
I want to know what you were like as a kid though.
Okay, fine. I'll do a different story then.
Wait, what were you like in social studies as a kid?
See, I honestly didn't love social studies until I had one teacher. His name was Schaefer. And I
Schaefer.
Because anyone who knows him, he would like, I don't know if you're dead or not, but like it's a
what
thing.
What is it
like,
with y'all and no, your teachers being dead,
like,
man?
He used to always joke about it. Like when
listen,
you're,
you know someday kids
teaching,
are gonna say that about us. Yeah. They're gonna be like, oh,
is
Mrs. Williams, she's dead.
You have to know Schaefer. Like he would love that so much. Like he okay. was
if he were alive.
He honestly, I
God
think he
rest
is.
His soul.
So he called me his Jewish granddaughter. Like it was weird, but he
is
was
he Jewish?
Yeah.
Okay. We're all
yeah.
like,
no. So Schaefer was like, he was psychotic in the best way. You
best.
Either really loved him or you absolutely hated his guts. And I adored him. I loved him. He was the toughest teacher in our county for APUSH, for AP US History. And he made it so fun. And that was the first time that I really got into history. Like, he is why I'm mm-hmm. a history teacher.
That's amazing.
And he would tell me that I'm dumb for that, but it's okay.
You're dead.
He would tell us that he became a history teacher to dodge the draft and, like, things like
oh,
that.
Oh, he is really honest.
He would call the class the Gentiles. Like, I'm telling mean? You.
Did you not read the Bible? The Jews and the Gentiles.
Did I read the yes. Bible?
Shut up, Tal. The Jews and the Gentiles.
Like, are you Jewish?
No.
You're a Gentile.
Oh, I get it.
Are you Jewish?
No. You're responsible. When I said, do you read the Bible? Do I read the Bible?
No. When I was a kid, I remember we did a scavenger hunt, and they said, go look up Psalms whatever. And I was sitting there, and everyone had found it, because they were doing, like, Bible bingo. And I was like, and everyone was done.
Still turning.
And they're like, tell Psalms. I said, I can't find the S's.
Oh, no.
Tell. Oh, my God.
Okay, to be fair, I grew up in a Roman Catholic church, and never once have I read the Bible.
They read it to you.
Yes, they did.
Did you go to a public school?
Oh, yeah, I did. A really big public school.
Interesting.
I was, as a kid, I was as boring as you could get. Like, I was the goody two shoes. Like, I'm sure kids hated me because I didn't do anything wrong. Like,
you never got in trouble.
No. And then, but it was like the never get in trouble where, like, other kids get in trouble and the teacher makes a good example out of you. So then kids hate you more.
Oh. I hate that.
So, like, I distinctly remember in fifth grade, one kid on the bus kept getting, like, picked on by all the other kids. And I was just, like, minding my business, listening to my Hillary Duff CD in my CD player.
Wait, isn't it Come Clean or So? Yes.
It was. It was. It was. Let the rain. No.
Yeah.
But, like.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So they were making fun of this girl. And the bus driver was like, all fifth graders are going to stay on the bus when we get to the school. And so we get to the school. She stops the bus. And then she goes, oh, but not you, Lauren. You're okay. You
I
can go. I was
bus.
Like, no.
I wouldn't move.
Right. So then they get reamed out. We go to school. The very reamed next out. Day, they're like, oh, Lauren, you can sit with so-and-so since, you know, you're BFFs now. And I was like, dang it. So
did
I'm like,
you not like the girl either?
I'm like, Cynthia, what did you do to me?
Cynthia. I immediately went to the Rugrats doll.
Cynthia. She's a really cool dancer. Cynthia.
We'll get to the groove now. Of a different story when I was in middle school. This is the time that I beat someone up.
Rebecca Rogers beat someone up. Listen,
you're going to like her, this.
Yeah,
so,
listen to this.
Did I tell you this story?
Yes.
You like this story a lot. So I'm sweating really bad now. So we were in middle school, and, you know, I did all-star cheerleading all throughout my childhood for 15 years. And so, mm-hmm. like, that was, like, our little cult was our gym. Oh, and there was cult. A girl. So you know how in out. Gym class in middle school, the gym teachers are usually like, oh, go play on the football field, and no one's actually watching you, you know? Mm. So there was a girl who was a dancer at my gym. Like, I didn't really know her. I knew her name, but, like, she went to my gym. So, like, she's okay. And there was a guy, like, this big, like, wannabe hood kid that just, like, wanted to seem all tough and stuff, just all of a sudden walked over to her and pushed her down and started kicking her because she was, like, quiet. I don't know. I didn't hear.
Wait, I'm just picturing. Can I just tell you what yes. visual I have in my head right now? So you're all on the football field, and I'm just picturing this big, tall kid shoving a little girl to the ground and
How
kicking
old are you?
Her. This was the sixth grade.
So 12 or 13?
Yeah. And he just, like, threw her on
I
the ground.
I don't know
and
why. Because I was like farther away. So I don't know why. Oh, I don't God. Know what he said. But I saw him push her down.
He woke up and chose
and
violence.
I violence. Was not. I was like, oh, that's my kind of friend. And I like, so I started running over and I'm like, leave her alone. And like, I ran over there and I tried to push him off of her. And he turned around and he punched me in the face. And I'm little, obviously. And I fell to the ground. And while I was on the ground, I realized there was a metal bar by me.
I am shooken.
No.
And I picked it up and beat him with it.
Oh, Jesus,
that's
Rebecca.
Some American History X stuff right there.
Like, dude, I love that movie.
History teacher.
You remember that? American oh, yeah. History. I watched that movie when I was like 10.
My teeth still hurt to this
yes,
day.
Yes, I have never
okay,
seen
Okay, speaking of almost, you know, beat... Well, no, not almost. You beat the crap out of that kid.
Yeah.
But my husband's in the room, and he would... want me to tell the story of the time I almost killed a kid.
What kind of people are y'all?
Oh my
Wait, as a child.
As
well.
A child.
Like, oh my. That's it for today.
No, as a child. Okay, so at my elementary school, even when it was snowing and like 40 degrees out, we would go outside and play in the snow. So the one day we had gone outside and I was in third grade at the time and this kid... he was like the obnoxious kid in the class and the older kids had just gone inside and they had rolled this huge snowball. Like I'm assuming they were trying to build a snowman, but this kid in my class dug a hole in the center of the snowball.
No.
And he looked at me and was like, oh, I want to get inside the snowball and I want you to bury me in it.
Are you trying to die?
It doesn't work that way.
And me... Like, you know, I was 9, so I didn't know any better.
Oh,
I was
you told
like,
you were a goody two shoes, but you try to kill someone with a snowball.
I didn't say when I was a goody two shoes in class, tell in class. No, but
oh my God.
So this yes. kid dunks his head in this snowball. And he's like, bury me. And I'm like, okay. So then I get snow and I start piling it on top. But because it was so cold, it immediately froze over.
Oh my God.
And so. Like, he was, like, screaming, and he's like, I can't get out. And so I run over to the recess aide, and I was like, yeah, there's a kid stuck in a snowball.
I don't know how it happened.
I don't know. I don't know what happened. And then, so the recess aide, she goes, here, take this apple, run to the nurse. And I was like, what's the apple mean? Yeah. I guess it was, like, their code red, like,
oh.
come out here now.
I'm thinking she gave you, like, a half eaten
right.
apple.
No.
Just run.
It'll no, it was, like a little piece of paper apple.
Got it.
So I go, they go get the nurse, and they get the kid out of the snowball. He's in the principal's office. His parents came and everything. And, like, his whole, like, all of his clothes were soaked.
Oh
yeah.
And
this
kid... told them I pushed him into the snowball.
What a filthy
and
liar.
Buried
no.
him in there. And I
What's
was like,
his name?
No.
Oh, no, what was his
no
name?
Jared. You
no
jumped
Jared.
Into the snowball.
It can only be Jared.
Like, no, Jared, you got in the snowball and asked me to bury you, okay? I can't
yeah.
control what
wow.
your desires are.
And your
I hope you're watching this.
Uh-huh.
Well, which proposal was better?
I was definitely not a good kid.
I need to know. I need to know because you are so outspoken. No one, I feel like, has... I need to know.
Go.
I was not a good kid when I was a kid. One time, I got a twin sister. If you know me, you know I got a twin on social media. But, well, in real life.
And two.
I say on social media.
Just on the social.
But anyway, so when we were, because we're twins, when we were in kindergarten, we switched classes. But the thing about being a twin, we don't look as much alike as adults. But when we were kids, we looked exactly alike. Our mom dressed us in the same clothes. But your friends can tell you apart better than your teachers can. Mm-hmm. So we get to our first grade class, and my twin is like, before we go in, because our classes were like catty corner to each other. Before we go in, my twin is like, hey, we should switch classes. And I'm like, heck no, mom will beat us. We ain't switching classes. She's like, nobody's gonna know. I'm like, they're gonna know. It's like, how would they know? So we switch classes. I go to her class, she goes to my class. The teacher calls roll, and my friends are some snitches, because she goes, my name's Brianna, my twin's name is Bria. So she goes, Bria, and I was like, here. And one of my friends goes, that's not Bria, that's Brianna. So the teacher turns around and looks closer, and she's like, so she goes to the other class and gets Bria out of class. They call my mom, and let's just say you don't want Big Tracy to have to come to the school. Oh, so it was a absolute hot mess. Then when we were in fifth grade, we were in intermediate school. And where I live, it's called ALC, like in-school suspension, but Mississippi, it's called that. ALC.
We have ALC.
And so we would not stop fighting. Like, we literally were in a fight, like, every day. Like, as an adult, I'm like, I can't fight. No, we were fighting other people. Oh. Like, we were like the twins at school that everybody knew we were always
like, don't mess with the twins.
Yeah. So one time, we had, like, 2 weeks of school left. Our principal was so tired of us, he was like, You're going to in-school suspension for the rest of the school year.
For 2 weeks.
They put us in in-school suspension for the rest of the school year. And then, this is my last story to show y'all how ratchet I was before I got to high school when I turned my life around. But me and my twin got into a fight with these girls on the church bus, man. We were on the church bus going to vacation Bible school and got into an, man, they dropped us off at home. It's like, yo, kids can't come back.
They can't come
back. Because they bad. They can't come back. Yeah.
They
I was not
they
a good.
Cannot be saved.
I was not a good student. I am. That's why I relate to my students so much, because they are like straight up ratchet sometimes, and I'm like, you know what? I can't even be mad at you because I was you.
Oh my god!
I always think that's so ironic when, like, I don't even want to say the bad kids at school, but like the bad kids at school when they become teachers. I love that.
Yeah.
Like,
what's crazy is when we were kids, don't y'all feel like we thought our teachers were like so responsible?
Yeah.
And now that we're adults and we're teachers, we're like,
I was like,
oh, so we're watching a movie today because my teacher got drunk last night.
That's what they
did. Yeah. My teacher has a hangover.
We thought it was, like, one time my teacher cursed because he was like trying to fill a bucket with something and it overflew and it got everywhere. And he cursed. And I remember being like, I didn't know teachers could do that. I thought that was just that's like a mommy and daddy thing that they could curse. Mr. Sheets ruined my world.
It's like what's from Mean Girls.
Mr. Sheets.
I love hearing teachers curse. It's like watching a dog walk on its hind legs.
Yeah.
I mean, see, I get that a lot. Like, whenever I post something that's not at school or something about me, like when I went to a concert with Avery or something like that, I always get, I forget teachers have their own lives. Right. What do you think we do
all
day?
Oh my gosh.
That's my whole shtick on the
guys, I sleep under my desk at the school.
Obviously.
I got my sleeping bag. Apartment under there.
I genuinely, as a child, I thought that. Like,
why do we think that, though, y'all?
Know.
Is it because our teachers, when we're little, they're like high school, we obviously know they don't sleep at school. But when I was in elementary, I legitimately thought these people stayed
but
at
listen,
school.
But listen, even in high school, I mean, I would say I didn't think they, but I was just like, even when I was in high school and like a teacher would be like, you'd hear about a teacher going out or something big, I saw Miss Barbara drinking. And I'd be like, and now I'm just like, no, you're not going to put me in that box. Like,
see, there was this TikTok that was like, if these principals could see what these teachers do in their free time. And I just remember thinking, like, so what?
Okay.
My principals bought me drinks.
Is whatever I'm doing legal?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So leave me alone.
Right.
At my first school, when I was helping with cheerleading and at the holiday party, the moms like gave us these little gifts. On the inside was like all these little minis of vodkas. And she's like, don't tell the rest of the school. And we're like, okay, because apparently you can't do that.
You can't give, wait.
Like, you can't give teachers alcohol or something.
You can.
I don't know. That's what we were always told.
I mean, you probably shouldn't, like, drink it on school property.
We were
but, like,
told they couldn't even give it to us.
Oh, no. I had parents that would give us, it would be, like, a wine bottle with their child's face on it. And it'd be, like, the reason you drink. I'm like, oh, my God, it's true.
They get it.
That's what something I loved about when I was a kid. My parents knew I was the annoying one. like the one that would just cry, or like would like one time I just like walked out of class and walked up this staircase. It led to nothing. I don't know why Chamberlain Elementary School has the staircase. I sat up there for like 2 hours and I didn't realize the entire school was looking for me.
Oh, my parents were called. Oh no.
I got detention for a long time. But I just sat up there for 2 hours. I'm like, this is cool. Just a staircase that leads to nowhere, and they had no idea where I was.
So you know what happened to my brother as a student? And this makes my mom angry to this day.
Your brother be pissing your mama off.
Yeah.
No. He wasn't the one in the wrong. It was actually the teacher. The teacher really did my brother wrong. So my brother's birthday is late June. Mm-hmm. And this was his first grade teacher. And his first grade teacher was convinced that anyone who had a late summer birthday had to be held back, because they just weren't developmentally like ready. And so she kept trying to convince my mom that my brother was behind and that he wasn't. And so my mom's like, okay, let's test him. Like, let's do it. And we just so happened to have like really bad, I think it was snowstorms and things like that a lot in the spring. Mm-hmm. So they kept pushing the test back, like his testing for reading and math levels. And they finally, so she guilted my mom like no other. My mom decided to hold my brother back, and he repeated first grade. He took the test at the end of spring, was supposed to, like, also was delayed in getting the results back after 2 weeks of the next year, realized he was actually ahead.
Oh my god. Did they move him?
No, because then she was like, well,
that woman, I don't want to say she ruined his life, but that disrupted his life.
That's terrible.
She's like, it would just disrupt him more to take him and just insert him in middle of seventh grade. Oh my gosh.
Honestly, kind of.
And then my brother just ended up skipping a grade later on because he's a freaking genius. Ethan's a genius. Like, he, for his master's right now, he's building robots, but he's been building that move.
I'm
since,
not
like,
a genius. I passed the Praxis by 1 point. I'm not a genius.
I don't even.
What's that?
The Praxis?
Y'all don't got to take the Praxis?
I take the Praxis.
Again, pre-K.
It's the test you have to take.
It's
the test you have to take to say you're smart enough to teach.
Oh, go ahead. No, ours is, I don't think it's called that, but we have to take that, but it's just like your licensing.
Yeah, I passed by 1 point. Y'all need teachers or what?
Does it like, so ours, like you're taking it and then it'll just like, and it just like shuts off. Like once, like it's either like you take enough, you answer enough questions correctly, they let you pass. You answer enough questions incorrectly and they're like, just stop, babe. So don't do
no,
more.
Ours didn't do that.
Was the test or was it the like written thing? I can't even
remember. No, ours is the test. Ours is the test.
It's the test.
Okay, so I did it on the computer and I had to take two. I had to take one for like teaching and education three. And childhood development.
I took one.
And then I took one for social studies. There was like a freaking science question on my social studies one, and they're like, no, it's geology.
I took the entire 2.5 hours for all of them.
Were you like that as kids?
What?
Were you like that as kids? Or like,
oh, yeah. When I took any test as a kid, I had so much anxiety with test taking. Like, I would just, because, like, I'm smart enough. Like, I know I'm a smart person. But, like, when you put a test in front of my face with, like, multiple choice answers, I'm like, okay, it could be this. But maybe they're thinking like this. And then it could be this. And maybe they're not thinking like that. And then it'll be this answer. And I'm like, it could be all of these. And I, like, freak out about one question. So, I had high anxiety.
I have no idea how I passed, because I was my students and I would just Christmas tree to test.
What is Christmas?
You know, they just go in and just mark answers.
Oh.
But I heard that if you mark C, you'll get some, you know, so I used to just, I'd be that student that just go through and mark C all the way down.
I didn't have really bad anxiety about tests or anything like that, but what I did, I remember my most embarrassing moment as a student was in fifth grade. And one of the number one questions that I always get from kids, do you ship students? No, absolutely not.
What does that mean?
Like, do you like want them to be in a relationship? Imagine that these students are dating or grow up and fall in love.
Like, ship students?
And it's like, oh, I see these kids like each other, so I'm going to like sit them next to each other.
Heck, yeah, I don't do that. I would never do that.
That's weird. They're children.
It's weird. But also,
I say that's weird, as I did not watch Laguna Beach religiously and there was about high school love. I'm like, that's on.
When I was in fifth grade, I've always had really bad ADHD, and they didn't diagnose me till later on in life. So all of my teachers just said that I was too chatty, or that I was too like high energy, or things like that.
You were that student that it didn't matter who you moved you next to, you was going to talk to them.
Oh, absolutely. And I just remember at one of my parent-teacher conferences, my teacher looked at my parents and was like, maybe if your daughter stopped fantasizing about this boy over here, she would pay a little bit more attention in class. And I was mortified that my teacher could tell that I had a crush on this kid. That's an
in-depth explanation.
I was really, like, devastated. And so now the idea of shipping kids is just like, mind your business. Yeah. Mind your freaking business.
Yeah, I was going to ship them, they would think I was going to put them in a box and send them somewhere.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, I'd ship them that way.
I would. I mean, as an adult, it took me until I was 30 to be diagnosed with ADHD, but I would talk to anyone. And then the school made the mistake of putting my best friend Tan and I in the same class.
Oh, no.
And we were just both literally the entire like school clown. It wasn't even a class clown. And so our teacher would be like, okay, partner up. We were always partners. Big me, you, you, me, you, us together. Like, just so obnoxious. And it didn't matter where he moved us. It was just always that. And we'd be like, how was your weekend? You dating? And he's like, oh my God, please stop asking personal questions about my life. Just, we were super obnoxious. And then one day she comes in late. And I was like, Tina, where were you? She's like, I don't feel good. And I was like, oh. She's like, I took medicine. I'll be okay. And I was like, okay. So we're going to do our regular shtick in, you know, sophomore geometry class. And I look over to go do it. And she has fallen asleep because she actually took NyQuil instead of DayQuil. And she doesn't measure any of her medicine. She just like shot it back and she's drooling. So I was like, Tan, you want to be a pa? And I look at her. She's like completely falling asleep. And our teacher's like, she needs to go home. We didn't get to do the shtick that day.
So
it was the non-shtick day.
Okay, I got a funny story. So this is actually about my brother. You made me think of it. So my brother, when he was in first grade, he had this teacher who, she was just a little off. Like, she was just weird. So he would come home and tell my mom, he'd go, Mom, Miss Kleja's like picking her nose and flicking her boogers across the classroom. Ew. And my mom was like, no, she's not. You're being crazy. She's not doing that. And then like they went to conferences. And she did it in front of them.
What the heck, ew, man?
And then funny. Later on in the year, she like came to school intoxicated and was driving into the parking lot and hit a school bus.
Dang!
Oh, and my God.
Needless to say, she was fired.
She was like, I want to be
left. She had a little bit of a burnout. I think she was done.
I'm not going to say I agree, but I understand.
No. It's weird the things that we, as kids, I always say, believe your child. So, like, if a parent calls me and they said, like, did this happen in class? I'm like, it didn't. But, like, I'm glad that you, like, are advocating for your child. Mm. But I remember in fourth grade going home being like, Mom, my teacher does drugs. My mom's like, what? And I'm like, I got called in for recess and I saw her with a needle. My mom was like, oh my God. So she called. She had diabetes.
Okay.
Oh, and no, I'm sitting there tattling on her and like, listen.
Okay, I've got one worse. Okay, maybe I wasn't that great of a kid.
What's my typical child?
No, I was a good kid. I meant well, but no, so when I was in second grade, that was when 9/11 happened, and I was at school, obviously, the day that it happened, and all of our teachers were in the next classroom watching the news.
So, why weren't our teachers with us? My teachers were not in my classroom either.
No, because I think they were all crying.
Yeah. No, they were making copies.
Probably not.
They were like, we have a free minute. No. So we were all in the classrooms. People were coming to get their kids left and right.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I thought this, but the next day I go back to school and we were talking about what happened, and I was like, my uncle is a firefighter.
No.
And he's going up to New York to help the people the towers. My uncle is not a firefighter.
Oh,
my uncle is a businessman working for a trucking company.
She really said, how do I make this about me?
And my teacher called my mom and was like, no. We heard about your brother, and we wanted to take up a collection to send with the firefighters up to New York.
Oh, my gosh.
And who can we give this money to? Oh, and my mom was like, I am so sorry. I don't know.
So sorry.
I don't know where the heck she got in her head that he is a firefighter. He is not, nor will he ever be. He is not going to New York.
This is why I couldn't do that, 'cause I, as a parent, I would have been embarrassed. I would have been like, thank
yes.
You.
I was like, Mom, you could have just taken one but for me. And no, you threw me under the bus. Like
my sister. So my mom had passed away. And so my sister, there's a place in our hometown and they did like free counseling for everyone in the family. But they delegated it of like what kind of loss it was. Right. Mm-hmm. So if you had a parent loss, you went to a different group and whatever, whatever. So there was a kid's section too. And that was just like kind of a blanket statement loss. And so my sister comes to pick up my niece and nephew, and the woman comes, she goes, Natasha, I'm so sorry. And she's like, what? She goes, this whole time we've been talking about the loss of their grandma. We didn't know that your daughter died too. My sister goes, what? And she's like, your kids told us about your daughter, their sister. And she was like, nope. They're lying to you.
Oh my
they
gosh.
Built an entire week of lesson plans over loss of a sibling and never happened.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, that's some funny
the
stuff.
The things that kids say.
What is your daughter? I know she's got a.
The things that kids say. First of all, she's ridiculous. James was like, you should bring her down here to Orlando. When I'm like, absolutely. She's psychotic, bro. I'm not putting her on the plane.
With these
She'll
couches?
Talk to everybody. But this teacher said that she shut up, y'all. This teacher said this is how kids lie when they go home. Like sometimes the things that you say and what they translate it to when they get home
right.
literally makes no sense. Yeah. This teacher showed her fifth grade class a picture of her ultrasound. It's fifth grade. They know what an ultrasound looks
right.
like.
There's
the kid went home and told their mom that their teacher showed them a video of her giving birth. So the parent called the school mad and in an uproar.
Oh my God.
And she's like, I showed them a picture of my ultrasound.
Not the same.
Why would I ever show a fifth grade class a video of me giving birth?
This is also why we might need like sex education so kids aren't like, I saw an ultrasound, this is birth.
I have you made me think of it earlier, but like, I didn't want to interrupt, but to really show how like my mom was serious that I always followed the rules. Like I was very, I guess, kind of like sheltered as a kid. I listened to Disney music exclusively throughout elementary school. Like I didn't even know there was a radio.
But Hilary Duff left. But come clean.
Come clean. So yesterday.
Have you even lived?
So
Metamorphosis.
In fifth grade, we got these pet rocks, okay? And everyone's on.
I always think people are so interesting when they say they got a pet rock.
Right.
And we got these pet rocks, and everyone was going around the room talking about, like, what they would name their rocks. And it started on the other
Rocky.
Side of the room. And they were, like, naming them after some of our local radio station hosts, like, oh, like Kentucky Kristen.
Hold on
like,
a second.
Wait
a
minute. Have?
I have a pet rock. I'm going to name it after my local news anchor.
Well, like, like it was like the radio station everyone listened to, and they had like a Bob and the Showgram in the morning kind of thing.
I understand that, who's connecting that to their pet rock?
I'm telling you, it's confused. Like, I don't know, but like then all these
Man,
people
North
were
Carolina
talking
is
about
wild.
Like,
yeah, wow. We don't do that in SIP.
I don't know.
In Northern Indiana, I don't think we have that. Big of like the I don't know maybe I need to listen I mean I'm not in Indiana anymore but they have nicknames
yeah
do they nickname should we be nicknaming ourselves
yeah absolutely
I hope that I'm like ragging on radio hosts like we're not making a podcast right now like that's weird
see I don't know
you're done
but like everyone was then like joining in and then like naming their rocks after like artists
what
and like singers
name?
And things like that.
Tell me it was Raven Simone.
I didn't know, like, because I only knew the Disney artists. And I was like, I don't know who any of these people were. And then I realized I was really lame.
Because everybody else had listened to
it. Do you not remember the name of the rock? Was it unnamed?
Like, their names, I don't even remember what I named mine. I
the
probably named
girls.
It, like, Hillary. Hillary Duff
the
or something.
Sisters.
But
Cheetah
then sisters. I went and I... like I got an iPod for the holidays or like an MP3 player, not even an iPod, and I found out how to work the radio and I would like secretly listen to the radio.
Wait, were you not allowed to listen to the radio?
I guess no. Oh. Like I was really sheltered as a kid and like I thought I was so badass because I listened to the radio past when I was supposed to be asleep and I hid my Nintendo DS under my pillow when my parents came to check
on
me.
How old are you?
In elementary school.
No, you now.
25.
Man, I was listening.
I did not have a Nintendo DS.
I had a DS. Nintendogs was the best.
I'm 27.
If they make Nintendogs for Switch, it's game over.
Oh. Nothing to do with my age. I just...
I'm stressed for you because I really was listening to 3-6 Mafia and Project Pat.
The thong song, Cisco. I mean, she got dumps like a truck, you know? I was in like first grade.
Okay, my mom literally told me that stupid was a cuss word until I was in middle school.
Oh, yeah. We called each other stewie
like,
and itty.
I said suck one day and my dad like yelled at me because I said suck. And I'm like, why? What's wrong with that word?
What kind of families did y'all grow up with?
Not ours.
Baby, cuss words was our family's
suburban
second language.
First language
was English.
You can't say outside of the home, but...
No, I said it at school too. I was a bad kid.
It was that day I realized kid. I was a lame child.
Hey, but you're a cool adult though, so it don't matter.
If you had to give yourself a stereotype from like what like high school stereotype would you have been?
Athlete joke.
I literally was voted teacher's pet, so I'm gonna go with that.
Is that your senior superlative?
Yep. Wait, that was my senior freaking superlative, teacher's pet.
I don't know what that is.
Do they get best friends, most likely to be famous, best dressed?
I wasn't cool enough to win anything, but
I was up for best dressed. They gave it to this other girl, and I was voted teacher's pet instead.
That checks out with the stories you've told us.
What were you?
You're going to love this. I was most likely to be Mr. America.
Here he is, yeah. Mr. America.
I don't know why. Krista Boynton was like an actual pageant star.
Because you're fantastic.
No, if you knew me, that was not like...
They just knew. You know what? Why isn't there a Mr. America, though?
Why isn't
Did you know that you can't be married and, like, compete for Miss America?
Oh, well, there goes my shot. Yeah. I was so
upset. Dang, I
could
have won, too.
One of my really good friends on social media competed as Miss Utah in Miss America, and she got top 10, by the way. Yay,
she
Sasha.
Did. She did really
she
did good.
So well. Good. Go, Sasha. She did really I learned good. So much about... Miss America and the organization, they're like, yeah, you can't be married. And I'm like, why? Yeah, they're like, it's not Mrs. America. Oh, like,
there
dumb.
Is a Mrs. America.
That's dumb.
There is a Mrs. America.
Is there really?
Yes, I swear there's a Mrs. America.
I'm mad. Maybe my dreams aren't crushed after all.
Let's do it. You can be Ohio. I'll be North Carolina.
I'll be Mrs. Ohio. That sounds super lame.
I will be missing that weekend.
That's right. I have no desire to do either one of those things.
No, I don't want to do either.
I thought it was cute. I don't know.
That's cute. Those are some talented women for sure.
Oh, for sure.
They're really so cute. Freaking talented.
I feel like that's got to start at a young age, too. There's no way.
Yeah, there's some of those people. I'm like...
They
They're
started
so
out
talented.
With like toddlers
I'm
and
sorry,
tiaras
but all I could think
America.
Of is toddlers and tiaras. Like,
oh no, that was so
my name is Becky, so and I'm going to be taking my daughter Cynthia to our dreams little pageant this weekend.
Cynthia? We got right back to Cynthia.
Cynthia and Becky. I can't stop using
it's
those
the
names.
TV. We just like talking about TV.
My mom hates when people call me Becky.
I never call you Becky though, so I don't associate those names.
Avery calls me Becky because my mom hates it. she knew a Becky in high school that she did not like, but that's okay. But to close off, you named your superlative. You said athlete.
Yeah,
athlete.
Teacher's pet.
Mr. America.
I did nothing but cheerleading, but like not the really popular social cheer. Like I literally did nothing but cheer all day, every day. And that was my personality trait.
Let's talk about TV. We'll talk about TV next
time. Well, next time. So we talked about what we were like as kids, as students. And so next episode, we will talk about TV teachers, because there's some that I have some really strong opinions on.
Also, guys, please don't forget to sign up for our Patreon, where you will get exclusive behind the scenes footage and bonus content. It's gonna be super fun. It is linked down low in the description.
And if you become a Patreon member, you'll be entered to win free swag from us, which is pretty awesome.
And make sure you sign up for our newsletter so you can get some notifications about when our new merch is coming out.
Woo!
Included right here. Woo! So hit that up and we will see you guys so soon.
Thank you so much for watching.
Bye
guys. Or listening.
What?
It's a podcast. People are listening.
Put it.